Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
With the Leaving Cert and all that we can expect over the coming hours, I'm joined now by Gemma Lawler, Guidance Counsellor at Tyndall College. And Carla, good morning to you, Gemma. You've obviously heard myself and Jonathan chatting there. A nerve-wracking day for kids around the country, 100%. But before we get into the nerves and what can happen if you're not happy and all that, outline for us what we sort of know about the results of the class of 2025.
Good morning, Ciara. Yeah, and may I just say I'm totally with you as a parent on the anxiety and the upset.
Have you got one as well?
No, but I will this time next year. Yeah. And but I deal with a lot of parents as well. And yeah, there's nothing like it, really.
No.
It's nearly as bad as the first day of secondary school. Not quite, but yeah, we want the best for our kids. I was just reading through the media release from the Department of Education, and I think the most outstanding thing is that 52% plus of grades did go up this year as a result of the PMA, the post-marking adjustment that was put in place for COVID. So, you know, it's saying that the grades are being deflated, but that's happening very, very gradually. So if you had no grade inflation, 52% of people would have lower grades this
okay.
year. So I think we have to keep that in mind as well.
Okay.
And also the government have made a commitment that they will continue that grade inflation through 2026. So just keep that in mind. And the biggest grades that were affected were those at the very top and those at the very bottom, both going up.
Okay.
So there was a slight difference from last year, 2%, as Jonathan did mention. But in general, yes, the grades were inflated this year to the extent that over 50% were increased due to the pandemic conditions and the pandemic effect on students and teachers and trying to get them through
okay.
the Leaving Cert.
But nonetheless, the number of H1s and the proportion of H1s are down as compared to previous
slightly.
Years.
Slightly, 2%.
Okay.
Yes, but as Jonathan said, that's across the board. So it's the same cohort of students, plus, as you said, those students who have deferred or hadn't applied until this year. And I suppose, as you said, that's the interesting factor in like what's going to happen. Because there is quite a large cohort
yeah.
of people who are applying again.
This one is very hard to predict because we have a bit of grade deflation. We have a lower number of H1s, but we have that large cohort up to nearly a quarter of people who are in the pot for the CAO from last year. But equally, this was the biggest group of Leaving Cert in about 30 years. So we've an enormous
and the largest
pressure
number
on,
of people applying. Yeah.
So we've got
CAO.
Grades coming down, and we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have grades coming down, but we have more people in the pot. So we don't really know. We'll be discussing CAO points, obviously, next week on Wednesday uh-huh. when they come out at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, the 27th. But Gemma, for people, right, obviously we would hope every student in the country would be delighted with the results today and there will be the 625s and all that and fair play to them. But what about if you are one of the people who wake up this morning and it's 10 o'clock and you're not happy? What options do those people have?
Okay, well, I suppose the first thing is if you're not happy, you have to feel that feeling. You have to actually acknowledge that and look at why you're not happy. Is it because somebody in your life is telling you your brother or sister did better than you or your parents did better than you? Or did you feel, okay, look, I think I did much better in French? So there's a whole range of emotions that are going on. Are you disappointed in yourself because you didn't put in the work and now you're seeing the results are not as good as you hoped and prayed for?
Yeah.
Or is it because you know you didn't put in the work or the exams didn't go well for you? But if you're in that cohort who feel that, wait a second, now I think I did much better in biology,
yeah.
It's very important to know the timelines going forward and what you can do with regard to getting them rechecked.
Okay.
So,
because there are rechecks
at least,
and there are appeals, isn't that right?
There's a whole process that goes from, number one, viewing your marks. So you have the availability to go online, the same examinations.ie, the student portal, and you look at your marks. So for example, somebody looks up their maths paper because they failed maths, and they say, you know, there's no marks on paper two. That's an obvious, okay, that needs to be rechecked. Now, that your view, you can review your marks from August 26th at noon, right?
So that's next Tuesday at noon.
Next Tuesday at noon, right? And that will give you an indication as to whether you should apply to view your scripts. So you see your marks. The second one is to view your scripts. So that is, you can apply from 5 p.m. that day, August 26th.
Okay, that's Tuesday as well.
Until the 8th, until 8 p.m. the next night, August 27th.
Okay, these are quite tight windows. Is there, just for people who are listening this morning but who don't have a pen and are like, I won't remember this, is there somewhere where you can go to look this up, Gemma, so that if you are someone who, as you say, you look at your marks and you go, that doesn't reflect what I thought I got, I want to now see my script and I want all those things. Where can people find out these details if they don't remember from this interview?
Well, you can go to examinations.ie or you can go to careers portal. There's also a number of helplines available where people can access a guidance counsellor for free. Would you like that number?
No, I think we'll put this up on our social media though, because
that's great.
I think
please do.
Yeah, I think people will struggle to, like, they could be lying in bed listening to the radio. We want to know where that information is for sure, so they can go and get it. But
For sure, careers portal or examinations.ie, or I can send in a template of those dates, and that can go up if you want to put that up as well.
That would be brilliant, Gem. And look, thank you. And you're exactly right. There is more than one way to skin a cat, and people who aren't happy this morning, they will end up ultimately happy, and it's important to remember that. And there are, of course, guidance counsellors available to chat to kids all around the country who will help your children with this. But thank you very much for joining us this morning. It is Leaving Cert Results morning if you have just joined us on News Talk Breakfast. And that was Gemma Lawler, their guidance counsellor at Tyndall College in Carlow.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.